Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Happening in the papers today, but two of the papers' front pages are dominated by one man, and that is the FAI chief, John Delaney. Totally unrelated stories, in fact. The Irish Times, in its sort of unlikely banner headline, says FAI fails to respond to video of Delaney singing a Republican ballad. Emmett Malone writes, the FAI has failed to respond to questions put to it regarding a video showing its chief executive, John Delaney, singing the Republican ballad Joe McDonald. The song was written from the perspective of an IRA member convicted of firearms offences in 1977. Following a bomb attack on a furniture shop the previous year, McDonald died on a hunger strike in July 1981, and the article continues. The front of the Irish Daily Star says, terrorist trolls target Delaney girl, PR girl stunned by campaign of vile online abuse from Senan Hogan. The girlfriend of FAI chief John Delaney last night hit out at sick online trolls for subjecting her to vile abuse over the relationship. And Miss English said, I'm genuinely devastated and upset that people could target me in such a cruel and vicious manner. I won't quote what they say because that'll only give them fuel and oxygen in that regard. But it's the usual stuff that you expect from people, cowards hiding behind their fake names and all that carry on. That is all the rage online in the anti-social media these days. But let's have a word with the man himself. Good morning, John Delaney. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, morning, Ryan.
They're not great headlines to be waking up to for personal and other reasons. Which one do you want to talk about first?
I'll probably take the Emma one first,
okay,
because that's been very much on our minds the last number of weeks.
You've had enormous coverage since you started dating Emma, obviously, as you would, because you're somebody in the public eye, and now she is. So have you been adjusting to that sort of attention?
Yeah, the first thing I'd say, Ryan, we didn't want to be in the public eye at the start. We'd been dating for about 6 weeks, and the media were going to run with two Sunday articles about us. And effectively, what we did is I was an interview with them based on getting our message out and not denying and all that sort of stuff. So when it came to the public's attention, I suppose it did become a big story. Both of us have always kind of kept our personal life very, very private. And it has kind of somersaulted us into being written about quite a bit. We're trying to kind of tone that down, trying not to do as many articles as you would want to do. But it's certainly in the public's conscience for sure now. But something that we didn't seek, and I have to be very strong on that, and Emma would be as well.
The stuff that we're talking about, the trolling story as featured in the... I'm kind of reluctant to give too much coverage to trolls because I think they love it. And yet... You know, journalists, as we know, we call ourselves myself a journalist, but the people like Senan Hogan and others will find the mean stuff and use it as part of an article, which is totally legitimate. I'm not criticising him at all, but your other half has now become part of the story.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, the majority of the Irish soccer supporters are fantastic. I mean, everyone knows in the past I've had a terrific relationship with them. And Emma has accompanied me to the Belfast Irish Supporters Clubs and to London and other events around the country. There's always a terrific reception. But unfortunately, on this website, Your Boys in Green, where there are some very good Irish supporters as well, it seems to me have got dominated by a certain section over the last number of weeks. And I don't mind criticism of how the FAI is ran, if it's ran well or badly or whatever it would be, whether the management team I've appointed is right or not in Martin O'Neill or Roy Keane, or whether we've built the stadium or not. But I take huge offence to some of the language that's been put towards her. She should have no involvement in any comment that's made about the FAI or about me and my stewardship. They apologised yesterday to her. But the sad thing about it, the apology comes on the website, and then afterwards, there's another there's more threads of abuse towards her. You know, so they put up an apology and say, we're sorry, and we're going to make a donation to charity, and that's fine, and I accept that there's good people in there. But then the lunatics come in afterwards and have a go again, and that's very distressing for her and her family. We're both parents as well. There's six children. Emma has four. Of course, I have two. And she's had to sit down with her children and explain to them what's happened, because obviously some of them have been on the website. She's a boy 20 years of age, and a daughter was 15. And their friends have said it to them. So it's very distressing for her and her family, and it's just not part of what Irish society should be about. It's cyberbullying at its worst, and anybody involved in it should be ashamed of themselves.
I'm mystified as to why people want to have a go at Emma.
This doesn't make sense.
Is it to get to you? Is that the point? Are they trying to get at you for whatever reason?
But possibly so. It could be jealousy with some of these guys. I don't know, Emma. Or Ryan, I don't know. But it's built up over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and she's genuinely distressed about it, genuinely is. We went away for a couple of days just to kind of get her mind away from it. And yet over that weekend it got worse. Some of the comments were just, I mean, as you say, you could mention them.
No, I'm not going to repeat the words used.
No way.
It's not appropriate, and it actually disgusts me. But what also worries me is the effect it'll have on a child. And you say, the piece quotes Emma as saying, I've had to sit down with my 11-year-old son who cried his eyes out that people were speaking about his mother like this.
Yeah, that is true. That's absolutely true. And dreadful. And I mean, these guys who post these comments are probably parents themselves, probably have wives and children themselves. They should think about that before they hide, and hide is the word, behind pseudonyms or whatever it is. I mean, if they had the guts to come up to you and face you down and say whatever to you, you'd have more respect for them. And it is outrageous and it is wrong, and she is genuinely very distressed.
Do you think one of them would come up to you, to your face, if you were out with them and say such things?
No, they wouldn't. And you know, some of the threads I've read, these guys have approached me in the past and thanked me for something. You know, it's duplicity at its worst.
What do you mean?
They thanked me for, you know, they've actually said on some of the threads, guys would say, oh, I met John at this event and he said that, or whatever it would be. So they'll meet you out at various football functions, some of these guys. And I've got to be very clear, this is a very tiny minority, because Irish fans are brilliant. But they've actually said on the thread, they've approached John, I've spoken to him about something, and then they'll go on these websites and give it a lash about you or your partner. And that's just cowardice, you know, it's cowardice.
What do you say to Emma to try and put her mind at rest? She's obviously distressed.
Well, it's very hard as a man who wants to protect your woman, right? Every man likes to protect their woman, that's what you do. It's very hard to protect against cyberbullying. It's very, very difficult. That's the hardest part. You can protect your loved ones in many ways, but cyberbullying is a very difficult way to do it, because it's done in a very cowardly way. It's done behind names that you know, not behind real names, as I put it. So it's very difficult. It's very difficult to try and tell her it's nothing to do with her, that it's just jealousy, or on top of that, it's aimed at trying to upset me and whatever it would be. But it's not an easy one, because it's done in a very cowardice way, and in a way that you can't really confront anybody directly on.
There's one way around it that can be of use, which is to just not go online as much, or at least don't go to comments online, because it seems to attract, you know, an unhinged minority of people who wouldn't have the guts to say something on a given day in face to face. But they're loud, they're irritating, and they can get under the skin if you let them.
Yeah, I think that the problem here is that this was appearing on a forum that the FBI works very closely with. Okay. We've worked with the boys in green for a large number of years, give them signed jerseys, working on fans, supporters matches, working with them on ticket distributions, whatever it would be. So for quite a while, we've had a working relationship with this particular forum. And I must say, there are some very good people on that forum as well, and there's good people who we've dealt with.
Mm.
But, I mean, I suppose the real point here is that to a younger generation, young children, you know, it's a very bad example to young Irish soccer supporters, you know, growing up, to be watching this sort of commentary on a forum that the FAI has worked closely with in the past, and would hope to in the future as well.
And how's Emma today?
She's very upset. She's devastated. She's very upset. I mean, that's as much as I say. I mean, a lot of these things I think she said in private amongst themselves too. But she is. She's very upset, because, I mean, to sit down with your 11-year-old boy and have to explain something like that to him is not something that any parent would want to do.
No. Is there anything you can do about this, do you think, you know, in the first instance?
I just hope that the guys on those websites would now just stick to football. And if they have criticisms of the FAI or me as how it's ran, that's fine. That's opinion. They're entitled to that. But to bring, I mean, some of the comments about myself too, right? I mean, honestly, it's just outrageous, you know. And I think some of them are even, you know, well past the grounds of vulgar abuse. They're really in the legal arena. But I think just stick to football matters. Stick to the stewardship of the association. Stick to it had been, you know, issues about football and stewardship as opposed to personal insults about Emma or I or my family or anything like that.
Okay, let's go to the Irish Times article then. John, I'm sorry, but it's all about you today in regards. Yeah. So this is Emma Malone's story about you singing in a pub after the big win for Ireland. Let's not lose sight of that, 4-1 against the United States of America. I have a clip of you singing, John. Do you want to hear it?
No, I think we'll save the Irish public that now, I think.
Do you want 10 seconds of it?
You can ask me about it. Best to ask me about it.
I won't play it. Okay, but if you don't want, I'm definitely not going to do that because you've given us the decency to come on there. It's the last thing I want to do is embarrass you. So, and also, the question is about this. You know, how did this your singing in a pub end up in this arena that we're talking about today?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, look, it's Joe McDonald is a song that's been sang in my presence that I've chipped in or I've sang on a number of occasions in the past. I'm not somebody who supports violence at all. In fact, over a large number of years, I've been working very closely on cross-border initiatives in football to break down barriers. I'm just not a violent person. My grandfather fought in the Civil War. He also fought in the War of Independence. Yep. I've always said of a nationalist background. Actually, even said it on a program with you on the Late Late Show.
Well, we share that in common. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you sing a song like that, you don't believe in every word that's in the song. I sing a large number of songs, maybe five or six different ones, and I know it's normally done in a private way when there's a sing song. It's a typical Irish thing we do. We sing songs amongst our group, and you expect it to be kept to a group. Unfortunately. On occasions, people use camera phones in a sly way and they try and tape it. People who are not in your company, and then they try to make something bigger than it is. What I will say, if the song offends anybody, of course, I'm sorry, that's not in my nature to want to offend people. But it was something that was that I have sang or have sung in my presence in private in the past. And I'll give you an example. Sean Trout from Gary Owen has sung on the Irish team bus for years. For years, the Jack Charlton era, right up to the current era.
What's that song about, John? I'm not familiar with that, sorry.
Sean South from Gary Owen.
Oh, Sean South from Gary Owen. Sorry, I didn't hear the top of that. Yes, go on.
Yeah, Sean South from Gary Owen has been sung in the Irish bus for years. And again, done in private normally. But if people want to tape these things in what I would call a sly way and then try and make them, you know, public, it's wrong. But I do accept that if I've upset anybody here, I'm sorry, of course.
I suppose there's two things in, or maybe three. One is, you know, we have this historical sweep of your grandfather, my grandfather fighting in the War of Independence, in the Irish Civil War and so on. And there's considered to be a certain acceptability about that IRA, if you like, in a given time. Then the Joe McDonald song is about a 1977... you know, attack on a furniture shop that features the names of people who were involved in murdering a Protestant or a workman taken off a bus, lined up and murdered, and so on. So the point is, should these songs be sung? One, and then the second point is the social media aspect, which is totally different, which is people on the sly kind of taking the good out of your night out by not allowing you having a moment's privacy and letting loose a little bit. So what to do about that?
Yeah, it's difficult. I think
there's two things there.
Many of us have a nationalist background, but we're anti-violence, and that will be very, very strong. We also sing songs that we don't believe in every lyric on, Ryan. I mean, there's many, many songs that we all sing that we don't believe in every lyric that's in it. And I mean, I don't believe in many lyrics that are in that song. You know, it's not something that, as I said, any part of violence I would not support. And then there's the social media side where somebody who's not in your company, who you know, can tape record what you say or tape record what you do. And that's wrong because, like, you know, it's not like, and again, I'll repeat, I'm sorry if it offended anybody in any way, but it's not like that this was done to sign for the public that you were going on, God forgive me, X Factor, or out in the Aviva to sing this song. That's not the way it was being done. It was somebody who was not in our company, I would believe, in the past, who taped this and who has tried to kind of make it bigger than it should actually be.
Yeah. Well, I think the life in the public eye is a changed universe for a lot of people, in the sense that you are, where there's a phone, yeah, you're on. And I think that's a lesson hard learnt, I think, in that regard. As for the song itself, that's for other people to decide on. When you think about the coverage, whether it's a broadsheet or a tabloid today, do you ever kind of wonder, is it worth it?
I know, listen, I love Irish football, Ryan. I mean, I've been there 10 years. We've had great moments this year. We've had the Euros 2020 coming to Dublin in 2020, one of 13 cities appointed. We have a genuinely great management team in O'Neill and Keane. We've got 7 points out of 12. There's a lot to look forward to next year for the Irish team. We've got a wonderful stadium. I mean, there's been a lot achieved in 10 years. And, I mean, I love my involvement in the game. I love every bit of it. It is distressing and disappointing when people close to you get hurt. That's the part. I mean, I'm a strong enough guy myself in many ways. We're not robots, but I'm strong enough my own way. It's when people close to you get distressed that it is distressing for you. And, I mean, to see somebody I love very deeply, and I do love her very, very deeply, to see her upset and having to explain to her young children, you know, stuff that has been brought to their attention, it's difficult and something that you hate to see.
We'll take some comments before we say goodbye. One is, I played soccer with John Delaney years ago, and to this day I only know him to be a gentleman. Best wishes to him and Emma. And that's from Ned. Internet trolls are omegas having a go at alphas. They are flea-ridden scavengers. Another set, which I agree with, by the way, this is a disgrace. Can the man not sing a song? He gets loads of abuse for going online. His girlfriend gets abused. People should cop on and be charged for this. Get the IP address and prosecute. Well done, John Delaney. Keep the chin up. Ryan, cop on. No harm in singing a rebel song. Irish people sing them all the time. The country's gone bloody mad. Like I said, Ryan, some people are so petty, they just have very sad lives that they have to ruin other people's happiness. And Anna says, John Delaney needs to be left alone. His private life is just that, private. He seems like a lovely, hardworking man. Leave him well alone. Don't give bullies a podium. And that is a legitimate flavour of the text. I'm not just saying that because you're here.
Yeah,
and
that's lovely there.
And it's probably what you probably need to hear on a day like today. Ryan, everyone in this country has sung or joined in rebel songs like that at some stage in their lives. Too much made out of it. It's just a bloody song. Doesn't mean you believe every word of it. Seriously. And another says, if I dance and sing to the Prodigy, Smack My Bitch Up, does that mean I condone violence against women? So if you can think of any song in the history of pop and rock and roll and wonder, should you take those songs to their literal meaning? But that's a debate for another time. John, have you a busy day ahead, or are you going to have a kind of take it easy and keep the head down?
I'm going to spend a couple of hours with Emma, to be honest with you. I'm going to spend a couple of hours with Emma this morning. I have some meetings this afternoon. I'll take a view, but I'm going to spend some hours with her this morning just to... I think it's funny when you're... It's like anything in life. I mean, when someone's upset, it's best to have somebody around you. And that's something I'm going to do this morning for a couple of hours for sure.
Well, I hope you enjoy that quality time, John. You deserve it. And best to Emma as well. I hope she's keeping well.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you for your time. Thanks for coming on this morning, John.